Hamburg City Council meeting to order for June 13, 2017 at 7 o'clock. We'll start with the pledge.
Pledge of allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll start with any public comment. Anybody have anything? No? Seeing none, then we'll go on to the agenda review. Everything should be on there. We don't have any additions, subtractions, unless anybody else, any council member has additions or subtractions. Seeing that nothing's there, I look for a motion to approve the agenda.
Make a motion to accept the agenda as is.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as is. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes? Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Move on to old city business. Everybody in their packets, we should see the bids for the seal coat and crack sealing project. I believe in talking with city staff this week, we determined that Pearson Brothers was the right one to go with. There's a summary page for bid tabulations there. As you can see there, Pearson Brothers is the lowest by quite a significant amount, and it looks like they can be pretty readily available to get going and get it completed as well. Any questions anybody has about any of the bids or thoughts?
Is Barbie going to do the crack sealing? Or do you need their own? Or is that just for the seal coat?
The bid here, you mean? Or I believe it's supposed to be for the seal coat and seal coat and crack sealing.
And crack. Okay.
Yeah, it looked like Bargain just did the crack scene for the crack thing.
I know it's down here in the bottom of Pearson's. It's got a little pieces down there. You know, got this thing. Is that that one there? And then look at over here. I think it'd be so much different.
Sometimes it's where they buy the oil. Or where they're getting their rock and stuff out. What are we doing it with? Are we doing it with granite chips or sand or buckshot? Do you know what Jeremy?
I don't know, but yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully he's got granite chips.
They got a whole bunch more. I don't really feel the same. For quantity?
Mm-hmm.
500. 500. And the feet are
any questions or concerns or thoughts? Well, as city staff did recommend that we move forward with Pearson's bid.
There's no, you like this guy? You know more about it.
Yeah, no, that's
good.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to go with Pearson Brothers, $13,899.15.
Okay, is there a second? It's been moved and seconded to accept Pearson's bid for the seal coating and crack sealing project for $13,899.15. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Right.
Opposed? Passes. So you want to go ahead and let them know then? Get the ball rolling for that.
Okay.
Move on then to RFPs for sanitation. We did, as we discussed last time, we did do it both as a residential and a bid for business. We only had a couple that came back. I believe Frank's called and said they weren't going to bid. Then we never heard anything from any of the other groups, so I don't know where they were in the process. But as you can see, waste management again comes in lower than everybody else, well, other than the other one. And I think Waste management actually, with their 32 gallon, might be lower than we're paying today. I have to go back and double check, because when we look back at the last contract, it was $12.05 for a 32, and then they did a 3% increase for the next 3 years.
I noticed on waste management, and I can't find it right now, but they had, they didn't have no surcharge. Is that for?
That's correct.
Same. All 3 years, or are we going 5 years?
No, just 3 years.
3 years.
Okay. That was the same thing they did in the last contract, too. They didn't have a gas surcharge.
Okay. But they do have a deal in there for 5 years. We're just doing a 3 year.
Just doing 3 years. We didn't ask for a 5 year, they just offered.
Oh,
okay. Any other questions that anybody has in regards to the bids? If there's no other discussion, we'll look for a motion.
Make a motion to accept waste management's bid for a 3 year term again for the garbage disposal.
Motion's been made to accept waste management's bid for residential and business customer garbage removal. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. We'll let them know then too.
That's what he was here
for. Oh, let him know.
You're good?
We're good. If I might have John using waste management, if at some point LA decided to go with waste management, if you'd like to sit down in the future, maybe look at the 5 year option. Like I explained to Jeremy, we were fairly aggressive on our pricing because we really care about the community. We want to keep our partnership with the community, and we'd like to look at the 5 year as even more savings than what we're on 3 year. So it would be nice to sit down and at least discuss the possibilities of continuing that agreement for 5 years versus 3. Maybe save the city staff a little time and effort and do it every 3 years. We have consistently shown that we are the lowest price caller out there. And so, but that can be for future discussion. I can reach out to Darren.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
National Night Out. I think all the ball is in motion for that. Steve, you still plan on making the contact for the corn?
I don't know if I can do it this year. I might be out of town on August 1st. But we'll have to see.
Can you initiate the conversation and then just hand it off to somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that then. Nah. Anybody have any questions about National Night Out? Yeah, so same support that we had before. So that's good. Anything else? Anybody else? Okay. Emergency manager, we still have not heard, at least as of yesterday, whether Brad was going to, we haven't seen anything in writing in that. We do have a contingent plan in play. At the last mayor's meeting, I asked a number of mayors, you know, what do they do? Bigger cities have the affordability to have two separate people from an emergency manager and the chief. Smaller cities, they just have the chief. So it's one horse of one, you know, six of another, whatever phrase we want to use. So, but until Brad actually puts in his resignation, it's kind of a moot point at that point.
He didn't get nothing for this anyway, did he?
No. I don't think there's a salary that comes with it.
So it means.
Yeah. Just make sure that when the storm rolls through tonight, that the tower stays up and we'll be all be fine.
We come down and take care of the mayor.
Oh, yeah, I'll be down there, bar soap, yeah. Washing all those pigeons as they fall off.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. Community Hall floor estimates. Mm-hmm. Or is that just kind of an FYI thing?
That's just, I don't see it in here. That's just being FYI.
Chris, what are we doing with that? Does it need sanding? Is that what it does?
Yeah, I think they. So there is a proposal in here from Citywide Floors for sand and finish of the main room and the foyer with three quarts of finish for $11,000 and change. And I guess we do have one from Compass as well.
The one from Compass so good last year, August.
No, that's a good point.
He said he would honor that.
When did this all come about when we entered the floor?
It's been in the works since last fall.
Oh, it's just a normal thing around here. We talk about it, and then a year later, we finally do something about it. Huh? Have we got money for this?
It's in the budget.
It's in the budget.
Yep. It got put into the budget.
So basically,
how much money?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
So I mean, we've been sitting on this for a while, and we can push it off until we get the budget question if you want.
Yeah, see how much money is budgeted for it, so we can.
That's quite a difference here between Compass and Citywide. Why is there? I'm trying to look at find the total square feet and stuff, but you don't have nothing on here from.
Neither one of them have square footage.
Yeah, Compass does.
3,063. Unless I'm missing it, does somebody see it here on?
I can't see it, no.
No.
So 3,000 square feet, that made it 6,000, almost 7,000, so that's $2.15 a foot. Yeah. This other one is, well, if that's the same, that's $3 a foot, $4 a foot.
Well, why don't we kick it back to staff and have them just verify the numbers for us, and then we can bring it back to the next meeting and get it done. Really. We don't have a lot of rentals coming up anyway.
That's almost doubled.
Yeah.
You can find out what Jeremy's got for budgeted for sure, so that we know what we're working with there.
Probably see if this one's. That is even any good anymore.
Yeah. So if you want to have Greg here, Jeremy, check on that. Probably have Greg since Jeremy's on vacation. Greg can do it. Community Center office door estimate. We just have the one from Dan Elfke for $19,35.
We gonna get another bid someplace, or
didn't we have a bid from Timberline. To do it when they were gonna do the desk? And I believe that was right around the same dollar amount as this one. It might have been $100 one way or the other.
Yeah, that wasn't okay. For.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jason? In the ballpark?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Comfortable, comfortable with it. I'll entertain a motion.
We have the money, right?
Yep.
I'll make a motion and go ahead with it. Get it done finally.
There's been a motion and seconded to accept Dan Elke's bid of $19,35. For the doors in the city offices. Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Passes. Next item on here is declare public nuisance for 490 Brad Street, 148 Jacob Street, and 153 Jacob Street. Clarify me again on those again.
We have the Milky Building. We've got and the lawn mowing for her.
Okay.
And then the garage that needs to be sited.
So basically we're just looking for direction to
Yeah, we wanted to be able to declare them public nuisances, and I know that we need to redo the wording on our ordinance, and I thought that was coming up, an ordinance number 155 violations. But the council has to declare those as public nuisances so then we can move forward with what we need to do.
So I look for a motion to declare those three pieces of property public nuisances.
You got a question first. Which is the grass mowing beside Tommy's place? Is that a lot beside Tommy's? Is that the one?
No.
Oh.
Is that the Brad Street one?
One of the Brad Streets.
Oh,
yeah. That 490 Brad Street. Okay, that could be it.
Yeah, so lawn mowing.
And who is that?
And the structure.
Tamara, who is the person with that?
Teresa Swenson owns that lot.
He said Tommy's apartment.
Oh, okay.
So we've got mowing problems and...
Does it never get mowed or what's there?
Right.
So the reason we declare these public nuisances is that this gets the ball rolling for a little bit more teeth into the ordinances versus just sending the normal letters that we've been doing and the CSO stuff.
So they've been notified?
Yeah, they've been notified many times, and now it gets to the point where we need to be able to certify it on the taxes, but we have to have certain steps, like you have to declare it as a nuisance. We've done the CSO, you know, notices and...
So we'll probably end up mowing that or have somebody mow it.
Yep, so when we mow it, we can bill it out and then send a bill to them and then put it on the taxes.
Mm-hmm. And then what is, how many times, I mean, you could ask, but how many times have they been notified? Is there, you notify them three times and then they move to this? I mean, what's the process?
It's never really been had teeth put into it. I mean, letters go out probably once a month and then in years past. And when they don't mow it, then like Greg's mowed it or the neighbors over here have mowed it. But then they wreck their own mowers because it got so high and so thick. And then I think Jeremy has certified onto some taxes, but it's just, it keeps happening every year. I just don't know what the answer is. And
the neighbors have jumped me about it two times already, so it never gets mowed. So yeah, I would.
I mean, Greg's thought was that we would have, I think he said William Mueller's go in there with their big machine just to get that down, and then we could start maintaining it better, not wreck our machines.
Yeah.
And then we just keep
billing.
Yeah, and then we'll just keep billing her out every time we mow it. Well, every 2 weeks we'd mow it, and she'd get billed out $30 an hour for Greg's time and $100 an hour for city equipment, I think is what it is.
You need a motion on this?
Yeah, I need a motion.
I'm going to make a motion to declare public nuisance on these three separate parcels.
So, is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to declare public nuisance for 490 Brad Street, 146 Jacob Street, and 153rd Jacob Street. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Next item is public service memorial. We have been approached it's a service dog, right?
Yeah.
Someone wants to donate a statue that for the memorial park.
German Shepherd, I think it's a German Shepherd.
Yeah, German Shepherd. And they've already contacted the group that did the original, the guys that are around it, to make it so it'll be the same color, but they want to know if we want to have it on the memorial. I assume it's going to be between the soldier and the police officer.
It's being donated, ain't costing us nothing.
No cost to us at all.
Absolutely. I think you guys did a nice job down there putting that all together.
We need a motion.
Yeah, I think we need a motion to accept that.
Make that a motion that we do. Accept the service dog donation.
Second.
We moved and seconded to accept the service dog statue for the public service memorial at the park. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? Passes. So we need to set a public hearing for the July 11th meeting. The ordinance number 155 is going to deal with public nuisances. And what, after the personnel committee met and we reviewed it and had Matt take a look at some of our suggested changes and looking at some of the other similar nuisances, ordinances in the area, we've decided that right now, if we wanted to have the county attorney or assistant county attorney prosecute these people, it would be a petty misdemeanor, and whatever they would recoup, we would not get anything really back out of it. Well, it would actually be kind of a more taxpayer money would be spent fighting these things or prosecuting these things than actually what it's worth. So in looking at other ordinances, we found out that some people have bumped it up to a gross misdemeanor. And the gross misdemeanor, it's 90 days in jail and or up to $100,000 or up to $1,000 fine. And the way the new ordinance would read is, the process would be is that we would go ahead, declare a nuisance. We would send out the letters to the property owners and that. The next step would be with the CSO. And on that letter, it would say you have X number of days to get this taken care of or come up to the city council, we'll talk about it. If it's not taken care of in the next number of days, the CSO would go ahead then and post a letter. And on that letter, it tells the homeowner they have 30 days from the date of that letter to go ahead and fix whatever nuisance it is. Otherwise, starting on day 31 is the first gross misdemeanor charge. Day 32 is the second gross misdemeanor charge. Day number 3 is the third gross misdemeanor charge. So it adds teeth to an ordinance right now that we basically have teeth to. But we need to set a public hearing in order to obviously let the public know that we're making this change, give them a chance to give feedback. So I look for a motion to set a public hearing for July 11th. 2017.
6:45. Yep. I'll make that motion to set that public hearing July 11, 2017 at 6:45 for ordinance number 155.
Moved and seconded to set the public hearing on July 11, 2017 at 6:45 for ordinance 155. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Last item here for new business is an ad for the state amateur baseball tournament. As we all know, in August, in the first part of September there, we're going to have, but we're going to have a lot of people descending on our town over the weekend. I know we've placed ads in the past in the Carver News and things of that nature, touting our hall. I believe the ads run from as low as $100 up a lot higher, but I think a quarter page ad will get for $150. I don't think we need to go anything crazier than a quarter page ad in there unless someone has a different view on it. But it was just wanted to see if the council, what they thought about having an advertisement in the guide that everybody who comes to the games are going to get.
That ad is, you're sure that's only $150 or it could be up to $300, huh?
No, it's...
I thought that's what our ad was. I thought it was $300 for the hall.
But those were in like magazine or like area wedding guides. A little different advertisement.
It was a half page. It wasn't much of an ad.
You hate to say 150 and it's 175.
So you're talking, Chris, like on the roster or something like that?
Yeah, so anybody who comes to the games will get a pamphlet, and it'll have all the teams in there, their rosters, and a bunch of advertising.
Well, I'll make that motion. I would go ahead and do that for the state amateur baseball tournament. But is $150 enough, or you sure? Okay, we'll set it at $150 then.
Sorry. Moved and seconded to approve an ad up to $150 for the state amateur baseball tournament. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. You made it.
Yes, sir. Well, I know I had to make it here by 8 o'clock. Greg Cohen is going to start meeting.
Well, just to let you know, it's 7:25, and the only thing we have left is city council reports. So,
okay.
And those usually go pretty quick.
Okay, well, I had talked to Greg about hooking that water up, and Steve also was, to tie into the Y into the existing 1 inch there, that's there, and we'll still be kept. Jeremy was worried about the metering, so it'll still be both metered separately. And Greg said it's running past you guys. If you thought that would be all right, we do it that way rather than tearing the street up.
They'll each have their own curb stop, right?
Right. Okay. We're just, you know, on that, a unit like that, we got a couple of them in Carver. They use about 4,000, 4,200 gallons a month, so that's 2,200. That 1 inch line should drop out about 10 gallons a minute. So it's you know, there's plenty of supply there. I have two duplex or three of them in Carver that are on 3/4 inch lines. We have no problem with it. We're going from 3/4 inch meter. So I'm sure we have plenty of water supply there to do it. You know, it's only 2 bedrooms.
Council, any questions?
If you feel comfortable with Tommy, I guess you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I can't see no problem with it. We don't, that way we don't tear the street up. And then he's worried there was only one way in and out of that place there too. So,
if it doesn't work out, I mean, there is an option that if you do the other lot, if you do that, then you could put another that line in, bigger line, or another line.
Well, 1 inch comes up from the city already.
Yeah.
Into there, 1 inch K copper.
Right.
And I'm gonna pick up the brass Y to put in there, and we'll have our 2 meters. Come on, the one inch is supply 2 1-inch lines, one for each unit.
But I mean, if you're running short of water to the apartments, and you do another apartment, then you could put another line in.
But it's only, only 2 bedrooms.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be a whole lot.
Yeah. So the whole unit would probably use. Well, we got the same thing in Carver. They're both 2 bedrooms, 2 up and a down. You know, just not side by side. But most of the time, the water bill in there is 5,200 gallons a month, you know. So that would, you know, there's plenty of volume there to handle that.
I guess our only concern is that they each got their own meter.
Yep, that's what Jeremy was worried about. You know, over there I pay all the water bills, you know, so that I don't have to go and choke them when the water bill gets big.
And is that the way that's going to work here?
Yeah.
Tamara?
I would like it to work that way because that is one way I wanted to redo our city ordinance so that any rentals, it is going to be the owner's responsibility because we just have so many
Jordan
problems.
Jordan has that also down there. That we, you know,
and that's why I brought it up because
we're responsible for it. Yeah. Even the garbage, you know, at the city pickup there, the garbage. I think you got waste management here?
Yeah.
And, well, they had a leak over there.
Oh, yeah.
And that was all, you know, city contract there. Well, then we were... Elite sent me a bill for $92 or $98 for one of my renters that didn't pay. Within a couple of days, I sent him a check, but the $98 was on the tax bill when I went to pay the tax, so I got it. And now Elite sold out the Republic, so I don't know, that might be $200 for the phone calls to save $98.
Yeah.
But if that's fine with you guys, we'll proceed as per plan then.
That's not
they each got their meter.
Okay.
Tim or Jason, you guys have any questions?
No, that's all I'm here for.
Okay, well, thank you, gentlemen.
Yep.
See you later.
Yep.
Okay, then we will move on. Unless, Bob, did you have something you want to talk about, or are you just up here to...
I'm here to public interest.
Take your AC broken home or something?
Fine.
All right, we'll move on to city council reports. Councilman Buckington. Councilman Tracy?
Actually, I've got one thing. Has anybody heard anything where we're at on the backflow on the park?
I believe Jimmy has.
Yeah, we have a price and a company who's going to send it to us. Jeremy was just waiting for something from them. I can't remember what it was that he said. I'll ask him tomorrow morning. But it's about $683 is what, but I think our deductible is $250.
Yeah.
So
it's moving forward.
It is. I would say it should be done. It should be done by the end of this month.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I have.
We'll get it in before the cabinets get in. Councilman Travis.
Our speed light on the edge of town, put in a budget for the speed limit light, you know, is that coming, gone, not in order or what?
Nothing's been done with that that I'm aware of.
Okay. And the roof. I know we had a couple bids on the roof, and we had some guy in here doing an estimate to patch it, and now it's nothing again. So I didn't.
Was that Voss who came out? I thought there was someone else who was going to come out and look at it as well.
Some older guy, yeah. Some
for the community hall.
Yeah, for the
center. This peak, I think, is going to take for Bowman.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That could be.
He was going to hook up with Greg, and they were going to run a garden hose to see if they could find where it was leaking. Okay. And then he was going to
I don't know, has anybody else seen the roof? I mean, I went up and took pictures of that, and there's going to have to be a lot of Conklin light to fix that roof, especially from here over that way. That's good, but Jason, we should go up there once, maybe tomorrow after work or something. Just go up there and you put your 2 cents on that. You say, I bet you'll say that. I don't know if you've been up there and looked at it, but I think there should be. Or have you got the pictures yet?
I don't know where they would be.
No. It's not. It's worse than a guy thinks. So I can see patching it. Yep, and it might work for a year. But for what you put into it for patching, you could just as well put. I ain't saying you got to put the whole roof on. Just that part's over there is like new yet. But from this way there, it's. I don't know if somebody's up there with an axe or what, but somebody's up there with something chopping holes in that roof.
And it sounds like Greg's got a somewhat of a plan going. So let's find out if you could find out more from Greg, and then just email out to the group and. Send a carrier pigeon.
Okay.
And then that the basement thing over there, I know there's a tile that's got to go around yet. Is the basement even done from the last project yet? The wall board or whatever it was.
Well, they weren't going to finish interior till we got the foundation stuff done, and the timeline is between July 18th and it's on my desk. Yeah, August.
I guess my point was. It's been a year or more. I think we got to start wrapping some of these up.
Well, part of the delay too, and why we haven't done it, was the winter, and then also we had all those events.
Yeah.
Because we had to close off. We'd have to close off two exits.
I know, but there was a representative from K&K Construction sitting here that said he was going to get it done last winter already, before winter, and there was no effort put into it. Now it's. Pretty nice weather out, and I'm pretty soon it'll be fall again and won't be nothing done again.
Can somebody inform me on what's being done or what's going on with that? I guess I'm not familiarized with. Is this over at the community hall?
Yep, at the community hall, where those back stairs are. Those back stairs need to get pulled away, and then need to dig along the foundation, fix the foundation's got a lot of big holes and leaks. They're gonna do something to stop all that, fill everything back in.
Foundation that's coming up in.
These steps in the back are falling down. They're gonna be pulled off.
The ones that come out of the kitchen?
Yeah.
And back in
the and then here's that tile.
Yeah.
Oh, right here they put a sump inside here, right next by the bathroom. Great good. They're going to pump it from there outside into a tile, which is going to go down and go into this tile or that sump down here by that door.
Okay.
And they're going to dig all this.
Dig all the way along here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a little bit of work. I mean,
how did they have a price from anybody or?
Oh, we've already approved the project.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just the only thing that's been doing is just getting the logistics to get it done.
Okay.
So the project, the whole project was the more offices and stuff that were here, and all this other shit was all torn out. The basement was all wet.
Wet. Yeah.
And it's dry down there now. I think pretty good,
pretty well.
And but they got to get this hooked up to finish the project. But there's been some promises, and I just don't want the promises to go away. And all of a sudden,
why? Question is why are we coming all this way around over to this catch basin when we have one out in the street right here?
There was discussion about that, and I just can't remember what.
Is it not deep enough? Maybe was
couldn't take as much. I can't quite remember.
I think it was the most economical way to go.
I had to go back and listen to the council meetings.
Yeah. It's a heck of a lot shorter going here out to the street this way than it is coming all the way around the building.
And it might have been fall too. It might have been.
Yeah, it's got to be something with that this can is not deep enough. It was checked.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it would make no sense to come all this way around. It's got to be this. Okay.
Who's
doing it?
K&K.
And I just don't want it forgotten about because it was begun, you know. She's on, I guess she got a date now, supposedly.
Yeah, our last rental in there is 17th, so that we told them they could start July 18th, and they have until like third week in August, so they got that time frame that they can do it. So.
That'd be perfect, but if they could, just at that time, someone's going to say, hey.
Yeah, because we have the hall not being rented out to anybody because we're reserving that as a weather spot for the baseball tournaments.
Right.
If there was any severe weather, then that's where we can bring people. So we're not renting that out. So that's a good time frame then for them to work on that project.
And just to bring something up, when you just said that, is that the time you want to do something with that floor? Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
We don't want to be messing with the floor if we're going to use it as a potential shelter.
Yeah, but I mean,
I know, but we don't want to have everybody come running through there and then they have left equipment or anything like that. Or if they just finish it up the Friday and then all of a sudden now we're getting bad weather Friday night for the game.
Yeah.
And we're going in there with a bunch of people and they just maybe finished up the project on Friday.
I don't know how much time they need for that floor, if it's a couple of days or...
I think both is
a couple of days.
Yeah, like within a week.
Okay.
Anything else from Travis?
For the baseball game, did you get that Wi-Fi thing hooked up?
No, Jaguar kind of backed out of the deal. They don't plan on being possibly available in town until at least probably 2019. So they're thinking maybe next year they may entertain the opportunity to provide service for us at the park, and then we would allow them to advertise the baseball games and things of that nature so they could start drumming up support for a 2018 kickoff. So right now what we're trying to do is I'm working with broadband to see if we can shoot a signal from the water tower over to the ballpark to provide the Wi-Fi. So the goal is still to have Wi-Fi accessible for people who attend the games, as well as have internet access for the state board. We have to have internet for the state board. That's part of the package deal. So whether or not we can get broadband to comp that for us, or it might be something that because it has to do with the state amateur, the club might have to work somebody out for that. So
all's not lost yet.
No, oh no, we still got, we got two more options.
So the state board is saying we have to have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, because they have to be able to report out the results of the games as they're happening. And,
okay.
And they got some apps that they use that you basically can watch the game live on the phone, and that, but you're not seeing it physically live, you're just seeing the guys move around the pieces. So.
Right now. Councilman Fulton?
Nothing.
Yeah.
The only thing I have is, I mentioned part of it earlier with the ordinance, the mayor's met again a week ago last Friday up in Watertown. Talked about a bunch of different things. It's been kind of a nice little get-together. About half of the mayors have been mayors for multiple years, and about half the mayors are just fresh mayors, like myself and that. So it's been a good opportunity for us to bounce ideas off. We won't meet again until August, but taking the month of July off. So if anybody has any questions or wants to maybe me have bounce things off other mayors, always let me know. Because like I say, we're doing these meetings just about every month. So next one's going to be down in Carver in August. But I don't have anything else, so I look for a motion to adjourn.
So be it.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg Council City Council meeting at 7:41. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Or adjourned.